It's the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1 The Eagle, brought to you by Patty's Pub. Mason here, still hanging with the drummer of Brutal Republic, Caleb Ferry. Ferry, having fun yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome, man. Now, we've talked before about Nurse Becky has a nursing scholarship, and Jeremy Caldera has an art scholarship, and there's two more. There's two more that Brutal Republic threw together with the Fort Dodge Fine Arts Association. Let's talk about Paul Reisner. Paul Reisner. Now, you weren't good friends with Paul yourself, but what do you remember about Paul?
Paulie was a drummer for, like, Cheap Drinks and a couple other groups. I'm not totally sure which groups they were, but, like, he was mainly, like, what I knew him from was Cheap Drinks. He also was a salesman at Fort Dodge Ford. So, but one thing that, like, stuck out to me is, as a drummer for the longest time, I played barefoot. Paulie played with, like, cowboy boots on sometimes, and I always thought that was, like, the raddest thing ever. I was like, man, like, this guy, like, yeah, as suave as can be.
I'd say, yeah, how do you do that?
I don't even know, man. It always just blew my mind. I was like, this guy's the man. He's the coolest.
His scholarship will be for business.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Now, you guys are a band, a music band, and you're going above and beyond with these scholarships and not just keeping it in music. I think it's very cool that you're doing the art, nursing, and business. But let's talk about number four. What's number four for?
Bill Kurtz's is for music. Bill Kurtz, he worked at JCPenney's, and he was like a big, you know, like, member of the Lizard Creek Blues Society.
Yeah.
He was another one of those guys where it's like every show he's there smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Taking pictures. So
yep.
He was a great guy.
Yeah, you'd see him. Yeah, he'd be up hanging at the bar, always snapping pictures.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Always taking photos.
He loved that stuff.
Always doing that. And the Blues Under the Trees, a lot of people might know that the Lizard Creek Blues Society, you know, they're putting on shows and they're putting in a lot of work. They're not getting a paycheck for any of that.
Nope, volunteers.
They are all volunteers. They're doing it for the love of music. And that just really speaks to, I think, of who Bill was.
For sure, yeah.
So, Bill Kurtz, after his battle with cancer, it was just a big, big hole is missing now.
Yeah.
In our music scene. And I think it could be spoken about all four people.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Like, it's a big piece of the heart of Fort Dodge music, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, we appreciate bands like you guys, Brutal Republic. You guys are always out there just jamming. I mean, just about every weekend you guys have something going on, keeping the scene alive.
Yeah.
The musicians are doing it, the fans are doing it as well.
Yep.
That's why I think it's so cool that you guys have gotten together to do this.
Yep.
For these people.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, we all talked about it, and it was just like, it was a no-brainer on who we were doing the scholarships for. It was like, this is the group. This is the four, for sure.
We talked about Facebook. There's the links up there.
Yep.
They're not GoFundMes, but they're different. It's the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The money will indeed go towards the scholarship, and you can see where they're built up at.
Yep.
A couple of them are lagging another one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be awesome to get those all bumped up so that they could be there. You can find the links, again, Fort Dodge Fine Arts Association, Brutal Republic's Facebook page, and right on ours, 92.1 The Eagle. We'll put some fresh ones up there as well. For the people that don't do the internet thing, where can they write checks out to?
They can drop them off at the Fine Arts Association, too. So
Fine Arts Association.
Yeah, like I said, it's great to have them as a partner, for sure. They're super, super helpful.
Yeah.
So, like, their office is just right downtown. So,
right downtown. Awesome. So, yeah, go see them, and I believe you're writing the checks out to the Fort Dodge Fine Arts Association.
I believe so.
And then in the memo, you write that it's for the scholarship and which scholarship it is for. It is also tax deductible, and they'll give you a piece of paper that you give to your tax guy at the end of the year. Just a little extra incentive. I mean, you're honoring people, and you're also making sure that kids out there are getting money for their education.
Yep.
I mean, that should be enough, but just in case it isn't,
yeah,
you can give it to the tax man, and yeah, it'll help your taxes a little bit too.
Absolutely.
Eighth Note Music, right? I believe you can write checks there as well?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. Mm. And that's over on the north side of town. So check them out, and again, all the details will be up on our Facebook page, Brutal Republics, and the Fort Dodge Fine Arts Association's page. Mr. Ferry, thank you very much for coming in and talking with me today. Have you heard of the J. Clyde Band?
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, aren't they?
Dude, they're just super, super talented. Great group of guys and everything. And Ron Lee is actually our guitar player. Is also in J. Clyde too. So,
and they just put out a little.
They just put out an album.
Yeah,
they sell it at Reiman's. If you're looking for a copy, that's a good place to go grab one. So,
all right. Well,
and I mean, obviously, going to their shows is a great way to do it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, I don't know if you knew this. They actually opened up Celebration one year.
Yeah, yeah. They, I think when Steve Miller was out there, they opened up. So,
who did it the year before?
We were lucky enough to open for Boston, yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got the new J. Clyde here, and we're going to hear one of these tunes right after this.
Awesome.
Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
It's a Regional Rock Hour 92.1 The Eagle, brought to you by Patty's Pub.